This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, reciting the Holy Quran and its effects in our Islamic lifestyle. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It's such an honor to be here at your service, dear friends. We are talking about the effects of reciting the Holy Quran in our Islamic lifestyle. So first and foremost, we need to really understand and realize that reciting the Holy Quran in itself is an integral part of living a Islamic lifestyle. I guess there is no Islamic lifestyle if we don't recite the Holy Quran. Now, of course, there are various effects which come about via reciting the Holy Quran. But before we get to those effects, it's important to know that, yes, looking at the pages of the Holy Quran has spiritual effects. Then reciting the Holy Quran has more spiritual effects. Reading the translation of the Holy Quran and understanding what we are reading, that has even more spiritual effects. And of course, thinking over and reflecting over the Holy Quran and the verses of this majestic and glorious book has even more spiritual benefits and spiritual effects. And of course, they're all very positive effects. To be honest, if we are facing some sort of trouble, if in our homes there seems to be some kind of disturbance, or there isn't tranquility, or there isn't peace or comfort inside the home, try to recite the Holy Quran out loud, first and foremost. And if for some reason, you know, you can't find time to recite the Holy Quran on a very regular basis, even though you should be, put on a recitation of the Holy Quran out loud. That recitation of the Holy Quran, because sound waves have a certain effect in the environment, right? And the sound waves of the Holy Quran are waves which are in sync with the metaphysical world. And so in this metaphysical realm, in the spiritual realm, these sound waves have an effect upon the environment. It's really interesting. In one of the traditions, it says that if you have a child who is a little bit unruly, recite the adhan to them, and that will calm them down. And so similarly, we realize and understand that the recitation of the Holy Quran will bring about these peaceful and tranquil and this kind of serenity to our homes if we are finding that there is disturbance within the home. Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we are talking about the effects of reciting the Holy Quran in our Islamic lifestyle. We did talk about how it is necessary for us to recite the Holy Quran and also the other steps that continue as far as the recitation of the Holy Quran. We talked about how one of the effects is that it brings peace of mind, tranquility, and serenity to the home where the Holy Quran is being recited. And we even said that, listen, if you can't recite yourself, put on a recitation of the Holy Quran, and it will bring about peace and tranquility in the house. But of course, you also have to yourselves have this peace and tranquility in order to complete the puzzle. Another one of the beautiful effects of the Holy Quran is that it polishes us, it cleanses our hearts, and it removes the rust which has been collected over our hearts. Of course, this rust that has been collected over our hearts either comes via ignorance or the committing of sins on a constant basis, or the forgetfulness of the hereafter, the forgetfulness of the remembrance of the Almighty Allah, or the forgetfulness of the fact that we're going to die. So all of these things, this ignorance, this ghafla, this kind of negligence and carelessness and just, you know, out of mind, out of sight type thing, these things, they create rust upon a person's heart. And the way to remove that rust is to recite the Holy Quran. And so we really realize the importance and the necessity to recite the Holy Quran, to be in touch with the Holy Quran, to have a relationship with the Holy Quran, to have a connection with the Holy Quran. And of course, this magnificent divine book, it was divinely sent by the Almighty Allah to an individual, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, who was divinely appointed, who was immaculate, who did not commit sins, who made no error whatsoever in relaying the message of the Almighty Allah. And so we really should benefit from the Holy Quran in our Islamic lifestyle. And if you start, you know, slowly but surely, just a few lines every other day or a few lines every day, you will really begin to see a huge difference when it comes to a pure, beautiful, and exemplary Islamic lifestyle.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.